This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown, and the phone number is 866-357-3283. We're looking for your phone calls. You call in. We'll talk about your real-life situations through the eyes of stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. That number one more time, 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And those of you that are all over social media, Chris Brown On Air is the handle on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Well, today is Wednesday. You know what that means? That makes today a perfect day for you to sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes. And hey, listen, I want you to get in on it. You know, Making Futures Bright is kind of fun, right? You can find out more at stewardship.com. So make sure that you jump in on there. Cash and prizes, $100,000 worth of cash and prizes. Pretty cool stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but I get tired sometimes. Ever get tired? You're like, Chris, how did you read my mail? I'm tired right now. Not just the kind of tired when you don't get enough sleep, but the kind where your heart feels tired. Does your spirit feel heavy and tired? If you're not there now, you've been there before, right? Your heart just, you're emotionally, you just feel exhausted. Well, I'm going to give you some encouragement today. And I'm really not the one giving it to you. I'm not the author of it. I'm the relay guy. This comes straight out of the scriptures. Let this verse go right to your spirit today. Psalm 55, 22. Cast your cares upon yourself. No. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He'll never let the righteous be shaken. I don't know if you just hear that as cliche or just some verse you've heard before, but folks, that is truth. Hashtag truth. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He'll never let the righteous be shaken. So remember, we are not meant to carry those burdens. The verse says to cast them. So give him the cares of your heart and allow him to quiet your spirit today. So just a little bit of an encouragement as we start our broadcast today. Again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. And first on the line from Kansas is Jim. Jim, how are you?
Okay.
Are you from Kansas City or?
Still I'm in Kansas.
There you go. Awesome. Well, how can we help you?
Well, been in business for quite some time and had a really rough go over the last few years. Declared bankruptcy back in 2013, chapter 13. It'll be over in 2018. Mm-hmm. But needing some capital, just operating capital, to, you know, get us through, you know, checks in the mail type thing. And we've got an offer from a company that's reputable. I've checked them out and everything, but their interest rate is, you know, like 35%. But because of the bankruptcy, I can't, you know, qualify for a loan through a bank and stuff. So just looking to get some kind of advice as to, you know, whether this is really stupid to do or...
Well, it's definitely not on the brilliant scale.
Right.
It's what do you need the money for?
Just daily operating. You know, we have to go through about $2,000 a day in the business, you know, that's coming and going basically based on an annual revenue stream, and some days those checks just don't get here in time.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're being aggressive enough on the collections?
Well, I'm kind of a one-man shop, so it's a little tough sometimes, you know.
Yeah, before I pay 35% on any loan, and first of all, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this show, but we're just anti-debt all around.
Right.
And I know
right.
You probably...
And we're debt-free other than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be our only debt, but it's just like we just need something to kind of smooth the road out a little bit just so that'd be...
Yeah. So who are your clients that aren't paying? Are they local?
Yeah, they're all local. I mean, I could go and sit on their door and, you know, but I mean, I'm trying to run a business too, so.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know?
I get it. Do you have any informal help? Not just, you know, people that you pay, but are there people that are helping you out that aren't necessarily, you're not paying, but they're helping out in some way?
Yeah, I mean, my wife and I got a couple kids that are doing stuff for me, so.
I wonder if you could get a friend that you pay them a percentage of collections. So therefore, you're not coming out of pocket, but instead of that $2,000 collection coming in, it's $1,800 or $1,900 net. It's still better than getting a loan and paying percentage of a loan.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's because the thing is the reason why you're not collecting is just because you don't have the bandwidth to go after it. And
right.
So that would increase your bandwidth with no overhead.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be a decrease in your margin.
Right.
Going back to your original question, I don't like it. No, if you're asking me, mm-hmm. There's nothing part of it that makes sense. I'd rather have less volume and have to say, listen, we only want to do work if we can do it right and do it well. And right now where we're at as a business, we're not at that stage. I just know that Dave Ramsey's built this company, that Ramsey Solutions, over 20 years, and he's done it at the speed of cash.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in these dilemmas before, and he just had to say very politely, hey, we want to make sure that we super serve you well. And right now, we're not at a place where we can super. He said no to a lot of deals because mm-hmm. he just couldn't do it. He's like, I want to do it well, and I want to do it at the speed of cash, and God's honored him for that. So if you're asking for me to say yes, it's okay to a 35% loan,
right.
I don't feel comfortable doing that. So
no, and that's where we've been at. I mean, we've been a cash business since 2013,
yeah.
And it just feels like I'm underwater half the time, and as soon as I get a check come in, it goes right back out again.
Yeah. I would, if this has been an ongoing thing for a longer than a few months or longer than maybe a couple quarters, I would look at what can tweak in the entire business model from a scalability standpoint. And maybe there's some major shifts instead of minor shifts. Maybe there's some major shifts that can happen so that it's not so wire to wire, either A, an operation cost, or B, you're not charging enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's a process or a system where you can do it more effectively where the, you know, the cost per unit can go down. And I'm sure you're already looking at all that kind of stuff, but
yep.
Regardless, I don't want you borrowing money. So
mm-hmm.
If you're asking my opinion and what the Bible says, the Bible doesn't want you to either. So
Right. And we've been listening to Dave and doing his every dollar and doing, you know, the debt-free snowball and all that stuff. So we, you know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like that's what's working for you, and I want you to stay on that path.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is if a small business was easy, everybody would do it. And you guys are heroes. You're the economic engine that makes this thing roll. But
right.
it's hard to do, very hard to do, especially when you're trying to grow. But 35% loans aren't going to get you ahead. All right, Jim. Sorry, man.
All right. Well, pray for us, okay?
Yes, definitely. And thank you so much for serving your community.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Calls like that frustrate me because I want to help. That's a tough spot. Here you are trying to do a business and people aren't paying on time. Hey, how many times have we seen it from the other person's view? This is a vendor. This is somebody who's owed money. And this is what happens when we don't pay our bills. This is what happens when we don't let our yay be yay or nay be nay. Because here's the other side of it. Jim's trying to receive. And somebody said they were going to pay, and they haven't. And that's what happens. That's why we've got to be people of integrity. We've got to do what we say we do. That's why he said he's working through this bankruptcy for years, all the way to 2018, paying all this back, this chapter 13. He's making sure his yay is yay, his nay is nay. His yes is yes, his no is no. And he's battling back. And this is what happens. And so let's make sure that we're people of integrity.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home. But you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
Well, folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. Next up from Dallas, Texas, this is Leanne. Leanne, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm better every day. How can we help you?
Okay, so here's a scenario. Husband and I are in our mid-50s, lost our house last year due to a tornado. Prior to that, we had no debt, had one car payment. Now, of course, we're building a house, and we signed the 20-year loan, and he has a new truck payment, and my truck will be paid off in a couple years. His truck's got another 4 years on it, and then now we have this new 20-year loan on a new house. And just want to make sure that maybe you have some advice, I'm not aware of something that we could be doing maybe to make sure this truly happens the way it's supposed to. I mean, at this point, we both work, and now we're both going to have to be working until, you know, we're 76.
Yeah.
So just checking to see if maybe something we don't know about or something that I should be doing to help and make this be, you know, well.
Yeah, yeah. So the tornado hit when?
The day after Christmas.
Mm.
20 seconds of Armageddon and freak out and nothing but blessing sense. I've been blessed 10 times over.
Mm. Well, that's good to hear. Are you guys currently investing?
Yes, we do. We both have 401ks and we have IRAs. We took some of the insurance money, set up some other investments with some of the insurance money. And so right now we're sitting at about $350,000, you know, and growing. So both work, both, you know, putting into 401ks.
Okay. Well, what I hear here is that you don't have a whole lot of peace on your current cash flow. And you don't have enough discretionary income to be able to pay down this house a little bit faster. And that's what's making you have to work all the way to mid-70s. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I mean, I think I'm a little slightly worried just the fact that, I mean, I don't think we're really seriously going to have to work till we're 76. I just want to make sure we're aware of some of the, if there are other areas or something that we're not thinking about or something we're not aware of to help ease this and make this be, you know, and I'm not saying that it's hard. I mean,
yeah.
I'm blessed. I'm just wanting to make sure I'm, you know, I know of what my options are and how I can help myself and, you know, and my husband. So,
yeah, yeah. So do you feel like the house you got is appropriate for your income?
I certainly don't. I mean, but going from no debt to a big $250,000 debt. Yeah. That's a
shocker.
Lot to me at 54, but then again, no, it's not really out of our range.
Okay. So when you took out this 20-year mortgage, did you put any money down?
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are putting money down.
Oh, so you haven't taken out the mortgage yet?
Well, the house is being built. We should be in by Christmas. And so, and we've already closed on the construction loan. And we're, you know, once we're done with that. So.
And what's the interest rate they're telling you?
It's about 4%.
Okay. And why is it so high?
My husband shopped around and really found the best deal that he could and that he felt comfortable with the banker and the banks and who all we talked to. This is who he wanted to go with. So
you're paying too high. Okay. So you're asking me if there's some things you don't know. So I'm going to tell you a few things. One, what will help you a lot is to get out of that car payment. You're going to feel a lot more. I don't even know what it is. $300 to $500 a month, probably. Right.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Until you're out of all consumer debt, I would not be doing anything with investing.
Okay.
So in order, you want to make sure that you're out of consumer debt. You want to make sure that then you got to make sure you have 3 to 6 months of expenses in a savings account in case life throws you some major curveballs. In that case, you'll be able to handle those curveballs with cash and not swiping on a credit card.
Right.
Then you can start doing the investing part after all that consumer debt's gone. Which, is it just the car?
Yeah, just his. My truck will be paid off in 2 years. His truck will be paid off in like four.
Okay,
and that's it. That's all our debt, and then the house. That's all our debt.
Okay, and then the house. You just want to make sure that you. I hate to tell you this, but you need to shop around more on the interest rate. Yeah, right now you could probably get 2.875 to 3.2 with excellent credit, and it might be something about new construction that I'm not aware of that you can't get that low. I don't know.
Right.
But I would shop around for that. So there's some things that I would do. Even the car payment, that's going to help you quite a bit. Then you can make bigger mortgage payments and not have to go 20 years, not to go to mid-70s. And then you knock it down to 15 or 13 or 12.
Right. And
if it's not too late on the mortgage, I'd go to a 15-year mortgage, not a 20.
Okay.
So those are the things, I guess you asked, you know, what are some things you possibly are not doing? And those would be some of the things I would tell you. Let me go one step further and let me give you a free book. And it's called The Total Money Makeover. And it's got 5 million copies sold. Dave Ramsey is the author. And it's kind of like his playbook for financial freedom. And it gives you the step-by-step what to do, when to do it, and why to do it, all in one book. So you're going to love it. So I'm going to give that to you for free. You just stay on the line, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks. So Leanne's asking about, what are some things she can do to get herself in a better financial position? Obviously, a tornado came. That's a big deal. And I love her mentality, you know, that she's got a lot to be thankful for, even in the midst of a house being ruined. But really what it comes down to is spending less, and we discovered the car, and saving more. And did you know that's actually a fruit of the spirit? Because saving money and self-control they're interrelated. The paradox is that self-control is actually not accomplished by self, but by his spirit. Folks, we've got to learn to be content, okay? And Leanne seems like she's got this down, but just all of us listening in, we've got to learn to be content. Philippians 4:11 through 13, Paul says, I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And then he goes on to say, the famous verse, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. See, it is impossible for us to ever stop living on the very edge of our financial limits unless we can come to a point where we can be content with what God has given us. This means saying no to some stuff and saying yes to the opportunity to give and to save. But just be careful buying too much of anything. Your peace is way too important. Well, you want to know what else is important? Christmas! For Christmas this year, do you want to give a gift that matters? This year, we're all about making futures bright by offering some of our incredible Christmas gifts for only $10. You can get our most popular books, audiobooks, and ebooks, including Chris Hogan's number one bestseller, Retire Inspired, Rachel Cruz's book, Smart Money, Smart Kids, and Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover for just $10. You'll find resources to help your loved ones better manage money, like the envelope system and our lessons on dumping debt and cash flow planning. Or help spread the message of stewardship with the Legacy Journey book. We're offering all of this and so much more, each for $10. And starting yesterday on November 15th, you can get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. So head over to stewardship.com this week and shop the $10 gifts that bring hope to the people that you care about. Again, just go to stewardship.com and find great gifts for just $10.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Next up from Mountain View, California, this is Lisa. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Chris?
I am better every day. How can we help you?
Yeah, so my husband and I are on the you know, the multi-step plan from Dave Ramsey mm-hmm. to get out of debt and invest properly and all of that. And we've made a lot of good headway, and we're starting to think about the investment piece of it, so that once we are completely debt-free, that we know what to do. And my husband actually works for a city here in California, so he has certain access to, you know, state or government benefits. And one of them is the it's called CalPERS, but it's a 457. And I'm just trying to understand kind of the difference. And also, ultimately, I'd like to know the order in which we should invest, because I know there's Roth IRA, and he's thinking, based on what he's heard so far, that the 457 is better than the Roth, but I'm not sure of that. And then I know, of course, there's 401k, which I have at my work. So I'm just kind of wanting to know the order of, as we start to build our investment profile, you know, which ones come first, second, third, that kind of thing.
Okay, good question. So the 457 or a 401k or a 403b, they're all kind of cousins. Okay, so it's all depending on whether it's a private sector, whether it is a nonprofit, whether it's a state or a government organization. And so that's the difference between them all. The difference between a 457 and 401k, you're probably going to have to, the advantages for your specific situation in your state, probably talk with a local investment professional. But let me give you some things to think through. Here's how you want to weigh your decision. So if you've got a 457 available to you and a 401k available to you, you want to think through four major things. One is historic performance. You want to look at each one of these plans and say, how have they, over the last 10 to 20 years, how have either one of them performed? That'd be one thing. The other thing is, how well diversified are they? What are my diversification options? Actually, I say there's five total things. I'm going to make sure I get to them because they're all in my head. Diversification, make sure that 25% when you go to invest, 25% is going to be in aggressive, 25% in international, 25% is going to be in growth, and 25% is going to be growth in income. So you want to make sure whenever you're doing either one of these, you want to diversify. Then you want to think long-term. Okay, and of course, both of these are long-term, so you're fine. And then tax advantages. Which one's going to be the best for you tax-wise? And so when you look at them, and then the last one, the fifth one, is control. Which one's going to give you enough control? You can go in there and you can switch funds whenever you want to. You want to have control. So some of them just say, hey, you know what? We only have these three options and you can only change once a year. That's not good. You want to be able to go in there and do some changes from time to time. So those are some of the things to think about. So what I would do is I would do the research that's necessary. Be aware of paralysis of analysis. Sometimes you can look at it forever and never do anything. So eventually the best thing that's going to win, Lisa, is actually doing something, whether it's the 457 or the 401. Just make sure you do something. But that's what I would do. So I would get with one of our SmartVestor pros at stewardship.com. They can walk you through the differences of the two. But either one is going to be fine. What I've heard from the 457, it does have some things that are available that are not available in the 401ks and the 403bs. And as far as the order that you asked for, here's what we want to do. Everyone listening in, here's the order you want to do it. Okay, you want to engage in your employer program, a 457, a 401k, or a 403b, any of those, up to the match. Okay, a lot of them offer 3% match or 5% match. Then you're going to disengage from that for the rest of your 15% of your household income. Then you're going to go and maximize the Roth. And then when you get done with your Roth contributions, which is $11,000 for a couple, $5,500 for a single. After that, if you still haven't reached the 15% of your household income in retirement contributions, you're going to go back to the 457 or the 401k all the way up to your 15%. If you still haven't reached your 15%, you're then going to do growth stock mutual funds, index funds or something like that. That's a lot to chew on. If you're listening in on iTunes or stewardship.com, there's a little rewind button that might help you on that. Those of you on the radio, you want to check out iTunes. But that's a lot of things to listen into. So does that answer your questions?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks, Proverbs 19:21. Why in the world do we do all this? Well, of course we do it because of Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children because Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So we're not the owner. We are the manager. And 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, those who are entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. So we got to put together this plan. Or how in the world are we not only going to stabilize the present, how are we going to focus in on the future? How are we going to make sure that our kids and our kids' kids are taken care of? So we got to put together a plan. However, Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. So we got to realize we got to do what we do, but know that God's ultimately in control. We plant the seeds, right? But he is the one that brings the rain. Proverbs 23, verse 4 says, do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. So we're just being faithful stewards, but we're not putting all of our hope in our own wisdom and making sure our heart doesn't get to this place of wearing ourselves out to get rich. So it's such a fine line and a good reminder for us as stewards. Folks, it has been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you today. Don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win, and there's no purchase necessary. God bless y'all.